John, cut his head off with an axe. Cut it. Cut it. Cut it. It's sharp. Get it. His head. Cut it. Cut it off. Cut it. Yes. Hello, Mr.
Hello, Reza. I'm sorry, were you sleeping? Did I call out a bad time?
No, it's all right.
Listen, Reza, you haven't forgotten about me, have you?
I remember.
Good.
Mohsin, you know what?
What?
You should do this without me.
What do you mean I should do this without you? I swear you're going to ruin everything for me.
If I come, I'm just going to mess everything up. I don't know how.
What do you mean you don't know? If you can't do something this simple, then you're worthless.
Well... You're really insistent.
I'm not being insistent. Please just come, do me a favor, and then you can leave.
All right.
I'm counting on you. All right?
Who am I supposed to be anyway? The king? Mr. What?
You sound pretty messed
up.
Yeah,
I was having these dreams all night.
It's too early to tell who you'll be. Practice both of them, all right?
All right.
Goodbye. I'm counting on you.
Don't worry. Yeah, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Doesn't he know better to call us around? It's 7 in the morning. I don't even care about the theater. Oh God, I just want to get some. What? I can't get any sleep here. Hello.
Good morning, sir.
What is it?
Nothing.
What do you want so early in the morning?
What should I want so early in the morning?
You shouldn't call so early.
You want to bring me some of your speakers?
Why would I want speakers?
Aren't you going to fix my speakers?
You probably want to bring them over right now.
I'll be there in 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Come in a few hours. I'm tired. I want to sleep right now.
So how about 2 minutes and 42
You're
seconds?
You're such a leech. Come in 1 or 2 hours, all right? Please.
You know what? Go to sleep.
All right.
I'll be there at noon.
Okay, bye.
Good day.
It's crazy. What? I can't believe it. Not again. Damn you, go to hell. Hello?
That's so rude. That's no way to talk to somebody. What's the matter with you?
I'm sorry. Every time I try to go back to sleep, the phone keeps ringing.
All right. Listen to me carefully.
Okay, yes.
When I left this morning, you were asleep, so I couldn't tell
okay.
you. Okay. Son, there's no one in the house today, so I want you to take good care of the house.
Where's Jihan?
He went to his mother's house with his wife and kids.
And Sitara and Ramin?
Oh, they've gone north. Son.
So I'm all alone?
I want you to take good care of the home.
All right. Don't worry.
By the way, don't forget to water the flowers.
All right.
Reza, listen. Don't mess up the house. I'm warning you.
Don't worry. You can absolutely trust me with the house.
Also, take good care of yourself, all right, son?
All right.
Now, there's food in the fridge, so don't forget to eat it.
Okay, thanks so much.
Okay, goodbye, John.
All right, bye.
Yeah! Ew! 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 Yalalai! Yalalalalalalai! Hoo-hoo! La 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 Yalla lie, yalla lie. Ooh, ooh. Ah. Ew. Ew. Let's go. Param 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 pam pam param 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 pam pam param param pam pam.
La, 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 la. Smells good. I am going to water you. Drum, tum, tarum. Yummy, yummy. Bon appetit. Your Majesty, God help us. People know who they are, but they don't know what they want.
People know.
People know who they are, but they don't know what they want.
What does that mean anyway?
Your Majesty, I salute you. So you're the king right now? And you have no idea what will happen tomorrow. Or the day after tomorrow.
I got it.
Yo-ha! Woo-ha!
Who is it? Hold on, I'm coming.
I brought you the speakers.
You're early.
Hey, it's simple. If I didn't have an interview, you know I would have arrived an hour ago.
Yeah? Who'd you have an interview with?
With myself.
Hold on. Could you please introduce yourself?
No way.
And why not?
Because I'm a human being.
Uh-huh. I thought you were something else.
Be silent like apple trees across fertile fields of hay. You know, who will come and be my aide other than God himself?
Mm-hmm.
Two symbols of fire. When an old man smokes a cigarette, you know, the image of a southern volcano freezes in my mind. You search, he searches, and I search for my God. Nobody knows that you are me. And I don't know that I am you. Is that clear? Am I making myself clear? Just help. Riza, do I look lopsided?
You seem to be extra cheerful today.
I'm in love.
So you're in love. That's exactly what I meant. But for now, forget about your love. Today, we have the whole house to ourselves. We can do absolutely anything we want. Handstands, backflips, perform a play. We can scream, we can yell, we can sing, we can do anything we want. Nobody's home.
Really? Nobody?
Yep, I fixed the stereo.
No, you're kidding me. Really? Did you fix the stereo?
You can turn it all the way up.
Hey, great. Let's turn up the sound.
You got it.
All right.
Olale, olale, yoo-hoo! You see how great it is to be home alone? Time for a song. Like frozen tidal waves.
Tidal waves.
Like winds that turn to storms.
Storms.
You have to breathe in deep and use your diaphragm.
Storm.
Reza, I don't think it's wise to yell next to a tiger's nest. If Jahangir hears you, you know he'll kill us both.
Move aside. Jahangir isn't home. Here, look.
Storm! Storm!
Try it. Come on, sing.
Storm!
Come back here. I want to hear you sing with all you got. Sing.
Storm! Storm!
There you go. Like frozen tidal waves.
Tidal waves.
Like winds that turn to storm.
Storm.
The moment you wake from sleep, you're quiet like a scream. Okay.
Oh, for God's sakes. I should give him an earful, that kid. Hello. Mabube, is that you? Hello.
Sarouge, if you want to turn up the sound, go ahead. It's all right.
You fixed it.
So, you like it? They call me the handyman. Yeah. Turn it up. Louder, come on. Louder. Yeah. Listen. Make yourself at home while I go and practice for the play. Feel free to turn up the sound as much as you want. No worries. No worries.
And what did you buy, my darling? Onions? Thank you. For the love of God. Hello? Hello?
We will choose our own people. Do you have the courage to oppose us? People know who they are. But they don't know what they want. Your Majesty, I salute you, sir.
So you're the king right now, and you have no idea what will happen to you tomorrow or the day after. Huh? Oh, the difference is between men and women in the last century created tension among us, and we've become captivated by it. We've enabled women to speak to us in any manner that they please. Do you think you have the courage to actually oppose us?
I'm sorry to say this, but you're nothing but a little sissy. Get out.
I salute you, Your Majesty. What's truly important is that your dear mother appeared in your dream. My body is burning. It starts to shout. Desire's coming. It breaks out loud. What do you think she's trying to tell you, huh? Something of grave importance. You think?
Now listen to me before I really get upset. It's true. You speak beautifully. But what does that have to do with my wretched dream? You started a war. I'm the king of the country. I make the decisions, and I don't fear any woman at all. Even my own dear mother.
Get out! My mom said no one will be home till tonight. Quiet. Who's there?
It's the bread collector. If you're having a party, give me a drum to beat as well.
Watch this.
Julius Demetrius Baradus.
Tell me, are you retarded? All I want to do is just get some sleep in my own home. What the hell are you doing? Why are you making so much noise and commotion?
Well, I didn't think anybody's home. My mom said nobody's supposed to be home. We were just practicing.
Look at this. As if your voice wasn't loud enough, you've brought all this garbage here as well. Reza, I should take all this garbage and throw it out the window.
No. Hey. Please don't touch this garbage. Throw me out of the window instead. No, these are mine. These happen to be mine. I had to work 11 months in Mr. Mortaza's electric shop before I was able to afford these. You know, there were 11 blocks over here stacked all the way up to my chin.
Listen, you moocher, you talk a lot of nonsense. Who let you in our house again anyway? I want you to take all your garbage and get the hell out of this house right away.
The poor guy thought there was no one here. I told him there's no one home and that he can turn up the sound as much as he wants. It's my house.
Oh, so you think this is your house now? Listen, this is an apartment building. Many, many people live here. If this is your house, then the sound should only be heard in your house. I shouldn't be able to hear it, especially while I'm trying to sleep.
All right.
From now on, I don't want to hear any more...
Music.
Sounds.
Sorry, champ, it was dark and we didn't see your mustache.
Tell me something. Are you blind, young man? I don't want to hear any more noise.
Of course you can't see it in the dark.
Quiet. All's good.
Keep it down.
If you can't see in the dark, then why did you tell me to bring this expensive stereo equipment over here?
Be quiet, sit down.
I want to go home.
I won't let you.
Sit down and stop acting like the sheriff in town all of a sudden. I want to turn up the sound, and nobody can do anything about it. It's my house, and I want to turn it up. Turn it up. That'll teach you a lesson.
Hey, please, Reza, don't go looking for problems. No, this is good enough. No, okay, he'll come back and he'll kill us.
Why did you turn it down?
No, I'm just happy just the way it is now.
Stop it. The sound needs to be loud. It's my house. I want to yell and I want to turn up the sound.
You know, no. This is my stereo and I prefer the sound just to be like that. No. I mean, in fact, I'm going to go now.
Would you sit down right here and stop saying you want to leave? You're going to sit right here with the sound up and you'll watch me practice my play.
Who says so? Come on, they're my speakers.
What are you doing? Stop it. Hey. I want the music loud.
Hey, huh? The power went out. The power is out. Don't bother yourself.
The power can't be out.
I said the power's out.
Why won't it turn on? What did you do?
I did nothing. Nothing.
The power's out?
Yep. Yep.
That's strange. Hey. Wait.
So, can I leave now?
Come on. Let's go. I'm bringing my toolbox. Hold on a sec. Everyone around here acts like a tough guy. They act like they're your landlord.
Hey, well, what are you planning to do?
Reconnect the electricity. I'm going to reconnect it and see what it'll do next.
I don't think it's a good idea. No, come on. Everybody has to be themselves. John Gear has to be John Gear.
Step aside.
No, don't touch the fuse box. This box has 1,400 volts of electricity. Please.
Stop,
no.
I know what I'm doing. Hey.
It's comprised of plus and of minus. And, of course, one would think that they'd cancel themselves out, but they don't. They actually go through you and...
Stop it, or I'm going to get electrocuted. And then you'll get electrocuted, and we'll end up in a grave.
You know that 70% of the people who die from electric shocks, they claim they knew what
the hell... Move aside already. Stop talking nonsense.
Hey, buddy, don't touch me. Please, don't push me. Oh, listen, okay, all right, I've made up my mind. Don't touch anything before
I... Are you going or not?
Yes, I'm going.
Wait,
I'm going. Look.
Yeah, go and hide over there. Everyone's acting so strange today.
Oh, dear me, for God's sake, be careful.
I've dealt with fuse boxes much more complicated than this.
Reza, when you go to the other world, don't forget hello to say to my grandfather. His name is Ghulam Hussein.
Don't make me open my mouth. You're gonna get me killed if you keep pressuring me.
Hey, Reza. Whoa! I told you 100 times not to play with electricity! You idiot! Help! Help! Reza's been electrocuted! Help! 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 The fuse box exploded! Reza's been electrocuted! Help! 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 The fuse box exploded! Help! Help!
John, why is the door open? Did you leave it open?
It must have been Julius.
Who are you making fun of this time?
I'm talking about Reza. He's been acting like Caesar all morning. He thinks this place is a theater.
A theater?
Yes, a theater. I've told him 100 times that one day someone will rob us of everything we have. And then he'll understand why I kept insisting on keeping the door shut all the time. Come on, Peaches.
Where are you going? Miss Farangas isn't home.
Mommy, I'm gonna check if she's home or not.
All right, but she's not home.
She totally takes after you. What is it, darling?
What is it, my dear? Are you okay? Oh, my God, Jahan!
Oh, my God.
Dear son has become a brawler and took it upon himself to beat up a football coach.
Listen to me. My father hates 2 things. First of all, football. And second, he hates those raisins you're eating.
Are you the football player?
I'm a football coach. But if I find a better occupation, I will change. There wasn't
a
choice
time,
back then.
Nobody is even allowed to say its name in this house.
Football, football, football.
He died.
Died?
What?
Mr. Mashallah.
Oh, my.
Mr. Mashallah was my one and only uncle.
Has left all of his wealth to his nephew, Hashmat Suri.
What can turn hatred into love? Money or family?
We can get a couple of acres of land and start building towers on it. That we buy a football team.
You've reached a point where you allow yourself to propose shameless acts to me! How dare you!
Money isn't football now.
A man who can't stand football becomes one big fan.
Now, with the help of Mr. Payam here, I want to make you a football star.
And even perceives it as a career.
I will buy a football team, a winning team, the best team, the greatest team, with the greatest formation. 3-5-2.
3-5-2 on iFilm.
I said get up, huh?
Hurry. Hurry, 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 hurry.
Wait, 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 wait. Let me open the door.
What happened to Uncle Reza, Daddy?
Nothing,
Daddy.
My dear.
Daddy, tell me what happened.
Where, sugar mama?
Mabuba, don't tell my sister Ferengis anything. Keep your lips sealed.
All right, all right. Don't worry. I'll come back quickly.
All right.
Nothing's happened, dear. Let's go, darling. Let's go. Don't be afraid. Let's go inside. Let's go. Come on, dear. Let's go inside.
Mommy, tell me. Mommy, why won't you tell me?
He's with
him. Mom, tell me.
It's nothing, dear. Father is with him. Don't you worry. Miss Ferengis? Hello? Yes, who is this? No. No, you got the wrong number.
Mommy, who was it?
It was a wrong number.
I thought you said Aunt Ferengis isn't home, so why did we come inside her house?
Come on, let's go.
Aren't you gonna answer it?
You should only answer the phone at your house. It's rude to answer someone else's phone.
So why did you answer it just before?
Stop it. Let's go.
Reza! Reza! Reza!
Mommy, is Aunt Ferengis here?
Yes.
Is she looking for Uncle Reza?
Listen, darling. Listen carefully to what I tell you. If you see that Aunt Ferengis comes over, don't tell her anything. Don't cry either. You'll upset her, okay?
All right. If I promise to do as you say, will Uncle Reza feel better?
Yes. Uncle Reza is feeling fine. He was just playing around with your father, all right?
Look good, all this mess. Reza, where are you? What have you done to this place? Where could he have gone? I wonder where he is.
Hello.
I didn't think anybody would be home. Hello, dear. The door is open and Reza's not home. Do you know where he is by any chance? Because I haven't seen him anywhere.
No, we just got home just a second ago. I haven't even had time to change my clothes yet.
Okay, I'm going to look and see if I can find him.
Miss Ferengis, could you come here for a minute? There's a question I've been meaning to ask you for some time now. Oh, God, I'm so forgetful.
All right, I'm going to try and find him, and then I'll come back, okay?
Come on, Miss Ferengis.
I'm just a little bit worried.
Please. Oh, come on, Miss Ferengis.
I wonder where the boy went. Why did he leave the door open?
You keep calling him a boy as if he's 2 or 3 years old. He's 23 years old now. He's all grown up.
You know, Mabube, he's been acting strange lately. He's always distracted. I was just upstairs, and the whole house is a mess. He leaves the door open. I was worried, so I called the house as I was coming home. And a woman picks up who was in our house. We don't know any other woman.
It's the connections. They've been really acting so crazy lately. One time I called my house and this little boy answered the phone. It was so strange.
Her voice sounded exactly like yours. I thought that maybe I was imagining
I remember what I wanted to ask you. I bought this fabric and it's so beautiful, Miss Farangas. It's just so beautiful. Please, please sit down. I want to show it to you. Please, do you have any idea what I should sew with it that I could give to Mina for her?
All right, all right. What is it, darling? What's the matter, darling? Why are you sad? Why have you been crying, darling?
Jahan, when I got electrocuted, I went to a whole different world. I had this feeling. Strange feeling.
What kind of feeling?
As if every moment of my whole life went flashing before my eyes. Just like in a movie.
I see. I wish I would have let you watch the movie till the end.
I saw myself playing the role of myself. I saw my birthday. All of a sudden, there were sparks. And I was searching for the meaning of a word.
What word?
Parvin.
Parvin?
What does it mean? Do you know what it means?
I think you've fallen in love, Reza, haven't you?
Do you know the meaning or not?
Well, yes. Parvin was a poet who used inanimate objects in her poetry.
Never mind, forget it. Nightfall came and everyone slept. Except for Parvin and I, whose eyes were wide open. What does this mean?
Electricity? Oh, my dear God! For God's sake, don't lie to
me. Why do you believe the words of a little child?
For God's sake, tell me the truth.
I'm telling you the truth.
For God's sake, tell me where my son is.
Nothing's happened to him, Miss Farangas. Nothing's happened to him.
Oh, my God, where is he?
Stop worrying. Jahangir is with him.
Oh, my God. Just tell me where he is.
I don't know where he is.
Right, Jahangir
is with him.
Something was wrong. How could you not tell me the truth?
Miss Farangas, for God's sake, Miss Farangas. Wait, and I'll tell you.
Okay, let's go inside. We have a lot to do. We have to go and clean up the mess you've made. Hello? If I'm not mistaken, you're in deep thought about this Parvin.
Huh?
What's on your mind?
I'm just thankful to God that my mother didn't find out.
You're right. We'll pretend. We don't know anything either. Go, go. Take your mantle with you. Pull it over your head so you don't catch a cold.
Oh, my God.
Please, Miss Farangas, you should not be worried. Just listen. Just wait one minute, Miss Farangas. Please.
Mommy! Mommy, what's going on?
Doesn't he know better than
Farangas, Miss Farangas, just wait one moment, please. Let me talk for a second.
I just can't believe this. How could this have happened?
Mommy!
I'm gonna go find him somewhere.
So weren't you supposed to keep it a secret?
I'll eventually find
out. For God's sake, Mr. Angus, wait just one minute.
No, I don't.
Your wife told her everything.
That's what it seems like.
Reza!
You see me right here, Miss Farangas.
Uncle Reza!
Calm down now.
How are you, sweetheart?
Hey, girl.
Are you worried about your uncle? Mwah. I'm okay. I'm okay, sweetheart.
Don't worry, sister. He's a strong and resilient man.
What's wrong, mother? What's wrong?
You had me worried sick. How could you do this to me?
He seems fine. Come, fix the power, please.
Mabuba.
Yes?
Oh, you're imitating me, huh? I've been wondering, how were you able to keep your lips sealed for once?
My lips are always sealed. You're the only one who can't see that. Mwah. But God had mercy on us this time. It wasn't a funny prank at all.
I was worried just as much as you were. You don't know what happened when he was with that friend of his. What's his name? Sirish.
Sorush.
I know what his name is, Sorush. Anyway, he came over and they were wrecking havoc throughout the building. He turned the volume up and the windows were shaking like boom, boom. I'm telling you. I had no idea that he would stick his finger in the fuse box.
But thank God you were able to fix the fuse box, otherwise we would have had to sit in the dark all night.
Everyone should stop taking me for granted.
Dinner is ready, but since the power was out, I couldn't fix anything elaborate or beautiful. But come on, let's eat.
Oh no, you come right here.
We didn't pay for a dining table, so we'd have to sit on the ground.
Oh, come on, I can't eat at the table. Come here, please, let's sit here. Over here, I can stretch my legs and watch TV. The table's uncomfortable. Who wants to eat an omelet at the table anyway?
It's the same even when I make chicken stew. Here you go.
Pumpkin, how would you like to go and help your mother a little
bit?
Yeah. All right, good girl.
Give me that, Mommy. I want to help.
Here you go, sweet child of mine. But seriously, Jahangir, what kind of engineer is he? He can't even fix the simple fuse box. Even I know how. How does he not know how to do that?
Don't be so naive. You can't call him an engineer. He's never worked a day in his life. So where are the plates?
The plates are on the dining table.
That's fine.
Ugh, why are you eating like that? Darling, get up and bring some spoons, please. Seriously, how's a clumsy man like him ever going to get married?
We'll find someone.
Who's gonna marry him?
Someone will.
He's so clumsy.
I brought you spoons.
Thank you, darling. You're mistaken. He's not that clumsy.
If he wasn't so clumsy, then he wouldn't have stuck his finger inside the fuse socket.
There's a different reason behind that. He's not clumsy. He's just a bit distracted, I'd say.
I'm sorry, but what's distracting him?
Something.
Jahangir, there's something going on, but she won't tell me.
Exactly. I'll never tell.
But why?
Well, because I don't want 60 million people to find out. Why else?
Don't start again, Jahangir. You know that my lips are always sealed. Didn't you see this morning? I didn't say a word to Miss Varanga, so stop it.
You didn't, but Peaches did.
Tell me, did I do something wrong, Daddy?
Yeah, Pumpkin. You shouldn't go around telling everybody everything that happens. Your mother's wrong for doing so. Don't learn from her.
Jahangir? Listen. Did he tell you himself?
Of course he would never tell me himself.
But you found out. Tell me. So do you know her name?
I'm not telling.
Oh, please, come on, Jahangir. Please tell me her name.
Forget it.
Jahangir.
Everyone slept except Parvin and I, whose eyes were wide open.
I asked for her name and you recite me a poem?
Mabuba. Everyone slept except...
It's Parveen.
So you don't want me to find out that her name is Parveen?
I've told you 100 times not to talk in front of the child. I'm going to get blamed if she talks.
Parvin. Everyone slept except Parvin and I, whose eyes are wide open.
Why aren't you eating your breakfast, son? Reza?
Huh?
What is it, darling? Why won't you eat breakfast? Want me to sweeten it?
Yeah.
Here, drink your milk first, Reza. Reza, dear. What's
what?
Wrong with you?
Nothing.
Then drink your milk, son. Do you want some bread and cheese? Reza, what? What is it?
Yeah?
Are you hiding something from me?
Why would I hide something from you?
Tell me, who is Parvin, honey?
Parvin?
Mm-hmm.
Who's that? Parvin, who's that?
And you don't know?
No.
Right. Very well then, here. Just have your breakfast and don't be late. If you're hiding something, I'm gonna be the first one to find out about it.
What do I even have to hide? Where did that man go? I haven't heard from him.
The man or the woman?
What? What woman? I'm talking about Sarush.
That's enough. You can't fool me.
How's our Romeo doing over there, huh?
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thanks. How's your hand and arm doing?
It's feeling okay. It's my brain that's damaged.
Why is that?
I'm constantly thinking.
Listen, don't even think about it. It'll drive you nuts.
What do I have to think about?
I know what's going on. You got a crush.
Ouch. Wait a minute. Are you the reason that Mom keeps bugging me?
What about?
Don't think about it. It'll drive you crazy. I gotta go. Bye.
If you go wait 10 minutes, I'll drop you off.
Looky here. There's no sense of death on the street. Not at all. There's no smell of halva, and I don't hear anybody crying. It seems that you're scot-free this time around, eh?
How dare you come back here? Did you come here to eat halva? Or to ask about your grandfather, Golem.
His name is not Golami, it is Golam Jose. The tone of your voice happened to remind me of him. You know, he even looked just like you. In fact, he never laughed at my mismatched socks over here. And in fact, he didn't even laugh at my jokes, at my words. He never criticized my tone of voice or my accent either. He was just a fine person, really. And I would appreciate
it. Stop talking nonsense. There's no friendship left between us. It's over. How can someone be so inconsiderate?
My body was lying on the floor, and you just get up and leave. You just drop your head and run away?
Wait, I didn't run away. No, you were unconscious. Anyway, when you fell down, I came by your side. I held your hand. I thought you had died. I ran outside. I knocked on all doors asking for help. I went in that direction. Then I went in the other direction. I was looking everywhere for you. I was trying to get an ambulance for you. Really, I really care.
Stop lying.
I swear on your life. I fell headfirst on the street. Really, look, my hand broke in 6 places.
Hey,
you know, it's...
What happened to your hand?
Well, it's all right now.
I'm sorry, my friend. I thought you were lying. I thought you ran away. Let's go this way. You can tell me what happened to you.
Now tell me, why would I lie? After the fuse short-circuited and I left, they took me to the hospital. Yeah, that wasn't fun, I can tell you. No. Oh, the hospital. It was a sight to see. Whew. So many withered flowers, so many old and senile men, so many young children, man. It was hell. And then when I fell asleep, I kept having nightmares and nightmares and more nightmares.
That's so strange. Because when I was electrocuted, I also started having dreams and nightmares too. Someone even came into my dreams and read me a poem. Yeah. I want to know the meaning of that poem. I want to know the interpretation.
You want me to interpret your dream? Do I look like a fortune teller?
No, I want you to tell me the meaning of the poem. The poem went like this. Nightfall came and everyone slept except Parvin and I, whose eyes were open wide to the sky. Do you know what it means?
You know, all great ideas start where the mind ends. Do you get my drift over here? Do you understand what I'm saying? Well, do you?
No, I don't understand.
That's right. That's okay. That's it. I don't understand it either. Nobody's supposed to understand.
Listen, the only thing I want is the meaning of the poem. What does Parvin's eyes mean?
Parvin means my love.
What is your love doing in my dream?
No, my love won't enter your dreams. No, each person sees their own Parvin in their dreams. You know my Parvin is great. No flower in the world has her type of scent. No French person has ever been able to create her perfume. It's a great...
I think when you go to remove the cast from your arm, you should also pay a visit to the brain surgeon.
All right, will do. I'll visit the brain surgeon too, of course, yeah. Hey, what about my speakers?
Call a taxi tonight and come pick it up.
Tell your mom to cook up some Horesh Gormazabzi.
I really don't know. If there's something going on, I'm sure Reza would tell me, because he tells me everything.
Well, maybe he's just embarrassed.
Maybe. Has he told Jahangir?
Not directly, but Jahangir realized what's going on.
I see. I'll bring the stew before Mina wakes up.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot. Can you give me some dried mint?
Yes, hold on.
Has he mentioned her name?
I think it's Parvin.
Parvin. Parvin.
Well, I'm gonna go now and get the mint.
Of course. Why am I the only one who doesn't know who Parvin is?
Mother, you asked me this morning and I told you I don't know any Parvin. I'm just trying to find out the meaning of the word.
I know that, darling. Everyone has a name and everyone's name has a meaning. I just want to know who this girl is.
I told you there's no girl, huh? When I got electrocuted, I started having dreams. And in my dreams, somebody read me a poem. The poem had the word Parvin, which I want to know the meaning of. Right, Sarush?
Darling, have you forgotten that I'm the one who raised you? You don't have to hide anything. What are all these lies for? About having some dream? Why don't you just tell me the truth?
Huh? Why would I lie? Look, he was there. Tell me, what did I ask you this morning? Come on, tell her.
Miss Farangi said to tell you the truth. This morning he left the house looking very handsome and well-dressed. He then came to me. He had a dilemma on his hands, and he asked me if I knew any fortune tellers.
Reza! Why are you looking for a fortune teller? What aren't you telling me?
What are you talking about? I didn't ask you for a fortune teller. I just asked you to tell me the meaning of the poem.
Yes, I mean, no, we weren't speaking of Parvine, really. We were speaking of the Parvines. I mean, each man has his own Parvine in his life.
What's all this nonsense you're making up? I think it's your bedtime. Go home and take your speakers with you.
Hey.
Hold it now. Weren't you the one who were asking me what my Parvine was doing in your dream and what your Parvine was doing in mine? So then why were we talking about so many Parvines, huh? What are all these Parvines doing?
So there's more than one Parvin. Oh, my God.
The only question I asked you was what the meaning of Parvin is in the poem. What's this nonsense about all these Parvins?
Why?
The question I asked you was what the meaning of Parvin is in the poem. What's this nonsense about all these Parvins?
Why on earth won't you let him talk for a change?
Because he's talking nonsense.
Why do you insist, Reza, on lying to your mother, huh?
Well, there you go. Why are you lying? He's also saying that you're lying.
I'm not lying. Why are you talking so much nonsense? Get up and leave.
Maybe you're right now. Maybe your Parvin isn't named Parvin. My Parvin is Parvin, but your Parvin may be Zore, or maybe Soraya, or maybe something else. I really don't know. You know, it's all really possible.
Why does everybody know except me? Even Mabube knows.
What? No, Mabube is making a mistake too. In the hospital, I asked Jahan for the meaning of the word Parvin, and he misunderstood me.
Everyone I know must be lying, except you. Your own mother doesn't have the right to know. That's all right. Do whatever you want.
Actually, you know what? That's right. I'm in love with a girl named Parvin. We're going to get married this week, and it's nobody's business, okay?
You see that? He finally confessed. I knew all the time that you were hiding something from me. He kept calling everyone else a liar. You see, Sirish, I'm sorry, Sirush. When his father died, he was just a little child, and I was forced to ask for an early retirement so he wouldn't become an orphan.
I'm sorry. Where did you used to work?
Huh?
Where did you used to work?
The municipality. Oh, God. Oh, God, if I hadn't retired, I would have been promoted by now. Do you have any idea how old I was when I became a widow? Do you know how many suitors I had? Sacrificed my own happiness so he wouldn't have to live with a stepfather. I did everything for him. Only God knows how many hours I stayed up every night sewing to make enough money to raise him. And when he got accepted into university, I said, thank God he's making something of himself. Now do you think it's fair for him to find a girl and ask his hand in marriage without first introducing her to me? Should I be the last one to know about this?
I'm sorry, but you're going to break it. He hit me on the head instead. I understand your frustration. We're living in bad times. Marriage has become like a negotiation or a business deal. There's too many calculations involved here. And there's no more love or emotion. The first condition is to have a house or an apartment. And that means that if you have parents, you either have to send them back to their hometown or you have to send them to a retirement home, which is obviously very, very expensive. And in a way, I suppose that really what I long for are the old days.
Oh, my God, are you telling the truth?
Stop talking nonsense and go home.
It's rude to throw your guests out of the house.
All right. I'll go if you want me to. But either on this couch or somewhere else, you can't stop me from telling the truth.
Ignore him, Soros. Don't listen to him. Am I asking too much from you? For God's sake, do you think I'm asking too much by wanting to know who the girl is? All I need to know is who her parents are to make sure you're making the right decision. Is this how you pay my kindness? You see, she's already gotten in between us. Do you see that, Dad? Do you see?
Mother dear, you're not making any sense. On whose life do I have to swear that there's nobody in my life, huh?
Do you swear on your father's grave that you're telling
me? I swear on my father's grave that I'm not lying. Hello.
Hi, is this Miss Farangus's home?
Who's this?
My name is Parveen.
Who?
Parveen.
You've got the wrong house. Why are you two following me?
Why didn't you open the door from upstairs? What are you hiding from me?
Don't you have an intercom?
I have to know who it is first. Mother, I can't just open the door to any stranger.
Wait, let me open the door. I'll take care of it. Let me open the door.
Wait, I'm part of this. Who is it?
It doesn't concern you.
Why are you acting like this?
Why are you acting like this?
Hey, do you have any idea what you're doing?
Just stop it.
Stop bothering me.
Reza, what's the matter with you?
You notice that we're behind you.
I won't let you. Please go upstairs. I'll open the door myself.
Reza, what's going on here? Move aside.
Move aside.
I won't.
Move aside.
Out of the way.
There you go.
Thank you.